Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we'll continue to feature songs written and produced by that great writing team of Eddie Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Brian Holland. Well, this half hour, we'll hear from the Elgins, Chris Clark, Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5, Eddie Kendricks, and we'll hear songs both written and produced and sung by Eddie Holland, Lamont Dozier, and Brian Holland. Well, first up, we'll hear from Kim Weston, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While. Well, in 1967, Holland, Dozier, and Holland, also known as HDH, entered into a dispute with Berry Gordy Jr. over profit sharing and royalties on the Motown record label. Well, Eddie Holland had the other stage of work slowed down, and by early 1968, the trio had left the label. They started their own label, Invictus and Hot Wax Records, but they were only modestly successful. When Motown sued for breach of contract, they countersued, and the subsequent litigation was one of the longest legal battles in music industry history. Because of the lawsuit, Holland, Dozier, and Holland were forced to credit their compositions on early recordings to the team of Wayne/Dunbar because Motown owned the rights to use the name Holland, Dozier, and Holland. While the lawsuit was settled in 1977, 10 years almost after it began, but Motown only had to pay a mere several thousand dollars in damages. Well, here is another great song written by Holland, Dozier, and Holland from the Elgins. Heaven Must Have Sent You, right here on Motown Memories.
With Tom Fallon.
I feel a pounding in my brain. Ice cold water running through my veins. Got a bad taste in my mouth from bitter tears. Heart feeling sad cause the love's gone bad. I see a rainbow on the black. Must be a sign you ain't coming back. Wake up at night calling your name. I see a face on my window pane.
Motel Memories.
Motel Memories.
With Tom Fowler.
Tom Memory from Michael Jackson, Just a Little Bit You. And before that, a great song that didn't go very high in the charts from Chris Clark, Love's Gone Bad. We started with the Allegiance, Heaven Must Have Sent You. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we continue to feature songs written and produced by that great writing team of Holland, Doja, and Holland. Well, as mentioned, Holland, Doja, and Holland left the Motown record label over a dispute of profit sharing and royalties. They formed their own company called Holland Doja Holland Productions, or HDHP, during the early 1970s to resume their careers. Well, Lamont Doja left the company to resume his career as a solo performing artist. So from the mid-1970s on, HDHP had Lamont Doja being replaced with Harold Beatty. And they wrote and produced songs for a number of artists not on the Motown record label. Well, they did work on material for Motown artists in the 1970s, including the Supremes and the Michael Jackson tune that we just heard from, even while the litigation against the company was still pending. Well, Lamont Doja commented in 2008, quote, "The lawsuit was just our way of taking care of business that needed to be taken care of, just like Berry Gordy had to take care of his business, which resulted in the lawsuit. Business is business and love is love." Well, let's continue on with another song from Holland Doja, this time by the Jackson 5. Ever came to me, right here on Motown.
Bye.
great Motown song. Here comes another great Motown song on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Memory from Eddie Kendricks while he was on the Motown record label. That was called Get the Cream Off the Top. That happened to reach number 7 on the rhythm and blues charts from 1975. And we start with the Jackson 5, Forever Came Today. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring all songs that were written and produced by that great writing team of Holland, Doja, and Holland. Well, we have three more songs in this edition of Motown Memories. The first one will be from Eddie Holland, the second one from Lamont Dozier, and the third one from Brian Holland. Well, let's talk a little bit about each of the three as independent individuals. Well, Brian Holland was born February 15, 1941 in Detroit. For a short time, as mentioned, he partnered with Robert Bateman, and together they were known as Brian Burke, collaborating on such hits as Please Mr. Postman for the Marvelettes. He first released a solo single in 1958 under the name of Bryant Holland, and later was a member of a Motown recording act called the Satin Tones, as well as a member of a group called the Raybird Voices. The Raybird Voices were a quartet that backed up several early Motown recording acts. Well, Lamont Dozier was born Lamont Herman Dozier on June 16, 1941. He served as the team's musical arranger and producer. He had a number one hit on his own as a songwriter in the 1980s, combining with Phil Collins to write the song called Two Hearts for the movie soundtrack for a movie called Buster. Two Hearts was nominated for an Oscar for Best Song. Well, Eddie Holland was born Edward Holland Jr. on October 30, 1939, also in Detroit. He quit performing due to stage fright, and he served as the team's lyricist. He also worked with producer Norman Whitfield at Motown on lyrics for songs that he produced for the Marvelettes and the Temptations, songs such as Too Many Fish in the Sea and Beauty is Only Skin Deep. Well, here is Eddie Holland from 1964, leaving here, right here on Motown.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.